We are watching the number of people infected with the Omicron variant and Delta variant of COVID-19 rising in the United States. Let's get to Anjali Kamlani. She's got the latest on what is actually going on and much more for us. Anjali?
That's right, Adam. Unfortunately, we are continuing to see numbers rise and really report record-shattering numbers, both in cases and hospitalizations. 1.35 million cases in the U.S. in a single day reported yesterday. And today, crossing that mark of 140,000 hospitalizations. And that is a new record for the U.S., surpassing last year's numbers. This really puts into context the quick spread of Omicron, which we know we've been reporting about, but it still seems to be continuing to the point that the CDC is now weighing the idea of changing masking guidelines to include specifically N95 masks, which is what many health experts as well as air experts have been really pushing for, noting the specific infectiousness of this new variant. And all of this, of course, as we continue to wait to see vaccinations pick up around the world. The second half of 2021 really was a focus for many vaccine companies. And I had a chance to speak with CEO of Novavax, Stanley Erck, today as part of our JPM annual healthcare conference coverage about just that, where Novavax really seems to still have much of a market to kind of tend to, considering low and middle income countries and their numbers, as well as the need for unvaccinated individuals to have another option, even in high income countries. Listen to what he had to say.
We expected we would, and what we expected is starting to happen. We're on track to do what we have said we would do, which is to get to the point where we can make a couple billion doses this year. So we're at a rate in this quarter of over 200 million doses per month by the end of this quarter, and that's going to satisfy a lot of this demand. But the markets, you know, the market for primary vaccination, two-dose vaccination, which is now being talked about as three-dose vaccination, is unsatisfied. There are 30 to 40 in high-income countries, there are 30% of the people are not vaccinated. And in low and middle-income countries, it's a lot bigger. And in fact, when you're talking about a third dose and perhaps a fourth dose boosting, you know, 90% of the world's population haven't had that yet. So we've got a lot of work to do ahead of us, but we're on track to do it.
So as you can hear, still that opportunity there, and especially considering if boosters are needed rather than an option, that really resets the counter for the world when it comes to the total percent vaccinated. So really an opportunity there for Novavax, despite a slow start. Back to you.